insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين. Dear brothers and sisters, it is an honor to be on this program, to be able to serve our brothers and sisters. On this program, we will be going over verses of the Holy Quran with simple explanations and pointers that will be beneficial in our lives, inshallah.
بالحكمة والبيان قد أشرق العرفان بالحب يحيى القلب والحب من الإيمان لا إكراه في الدين لا ظلم لا عدوان دعوة للرحمن وحي من القرآن دعوة للرحمن وحي من القرآن لا إكراه في الدين لا ظلم لا عدوان رسول الله جاء برسالة السماء بالحق والإباء بالنور والضياء لا إكراه في الدين لا ظلم لا عدوان
دعوة للرحمن وحي من القرآن دعوة للرحمن وحي من القرآن لا إكراه في الدين لا ظلم لا عدوان
أيا محب الله اتبع الرسول عسى يحببك الله وتنال القول لا إكراه في الدين لا ظلم لا عدوان
الدعوة للرحمن وحي من القرآن الدعوة للرحمن وحي من القرآن لا إكراه في الدين لا ظلم لا عدوان.
Before starting into the verses in this first program, I would like to go over a few points that we've derived from the narrations from our imams and our holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam about the recitation of the Holy Quran. Understanding the Holy Quran, understanding the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is key, and that's why the Holy Quran was revealed. However, that does not mean, as some say, that the recitation of the Holy Quran is not important. It is actually emphasized on numerous occasions by our Holy Prophet, by the Imams, about the recitation of the Holy Quran in the Arabic language. When we find the word Quran in our narrations, the word Qur'an does not refer to the translation, because the Qur'an is the Arabic version. And I will read to you, inshallah, a hadith that deals with the Arabic recitation of it for those whose mother language is not Arabic. In one narration about the importance of the recitation of the Holy Qur'an on a daily basis, the narration goes that the Holy Qur'an is the ahd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means the oath that He has taken from the people. This is something that people, by their existence, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them the existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be respected by acting according to this oath. It's been said that this is the oath, and a servant should be reciting at least 50 verses a day. Another narration talking about the importance and what happens on the Day of Judgment about the Holy Quran goes as saying, on that day, this narration is from the sixth Imam, Imam As-Sadiq, salamullah alayh, He says, إن الدواوين يوم القيامة ثلاثة. There are three booklets on the Day of Judgment. ديوان فيه النعم. There's one booklet that includes all the blessings that a servant has received. وديوان فيه الحسنات. There is a booklet that includes all the good deeds that that servant has done. وديوان فيه السيئات. And there's a booklet that includes the bad deeds that he has done. It says, فيقابل بين ديوان النعم وديوان الحسنات فتستغرق النعم عامة الحسنات. They will compare the first two booklets, the booklet of the blessings and the booklet of the good deeds. And it says that the blessings encompass all the good deeds that this person has done, and there's nothing left. وَيَبْقَى دِيوانُ السَّيِّئَاتِ The booklet of the bad deeds is left. In other words, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given already take care of the good deeds he's done. Those only, the good deeds that he has done, they only answer maximum of the blessings that were given in the world, in the dunya, and they will not leave any rewards in the hereafter. But the booklet of the sayyi'at, the bad deeds, is left. And because of that, the person would be worthy of punishment. At this point, it says, فَيُدْعَى إِبْنُ آدَمْ فَيُدْعَى بِبْنِ آدَمْ الْمُؤْمِنِ They call the son of Adam, that's a believer, لِلْحِسَابِ to go over his account and see what he has done. فَيَتَقَدَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمَامَهُ The Qur'an comes in front of him في أحسن صورة in the best possible form. فيقول The Qur'an says, يَا رَبِّ أَنَا الْقُرْآنَ وَهَذَا عَبْدُكَ الْمُؤْمِنِ Says, Oh my Lord, I am the Qur'an and this is your servant. قَدْ كَانَ يَتْعَبُ نَفْسَهُ بِتِلَاوَتِي He used to take the burden and put the burden on himself. Go through hardship to recite me. وَيَطِيلُ لَيْلَهُ بِتَرْتِيلِ And he would spend the night in reciting me in an orderly fashion. وَتُفِيضُ عَيْنَاهُ إِذَا تَهَجَّدَ When he would stay awake that night, his eyes would be full of tears. فَأَرْضِهِ كَمَا أَرْضَانِ The point that I would like to mention about this, as I said, it is very important to understand the Holy Quran. However, the recitation of it itself is very, very beneficial. This hadith, it said, يُطِيل لَيْلَهُ بِتَرْتِيلِ Tartil is recitation. It's not deep understanding. We have other verses and other narrations that deal with the understanding and the deeper understanding of the Holy Quran. This hadith deals with the recitation. So the Quran says, He has spent the nights reciting me and he has shed tears over those nights. فَأَرْضِهِ كَمَا أَرْضَانِي So please him, the Quran asks Allah, please him as he has pleased me. قال, the Imam says, فَيَقُولُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at this point, عَبْدِي أَبْسِطْ يَمِينَكْ O my servant, extend your right hand, فَيَمْلَأَهَا مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْجَبَّارِ It is filled at that point with the pleasure of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him at that point. وَيَمْلَأُ شِمَالَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ And his left hand is filled with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يُقَال Then at this point it said, هَذِهِ الْجَنَّةِ مُبَاحَةٌ لَكْ فَقْرَأْ وَصْعَدْ This, the paradise, is gifted to you. So recite and elevate yourself. فَإِذَا قَرَأَ آيَةً صَعَدَ دَرَجَةً When he recites a verse, he has raised one level in the levels of paradise. Now, as I said, we have this problem or this barrier of language for most of us living in especially non-Islamic countries which learning the Arabic language may be very difficult, and especially getting the pronunciations of those letters in Arabic, which are very different than our English pronunciations. That could be very difficult. There's a very interesting hadith, actually, and interestingly, too, it is very authentic, from the sixth Imam that deals with this. He has been narrated to have said that قَالَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We know that the Ahlul Bayt to us are the true means of knowing the true message of the Holy Prophet. They are the most authentic trend or the most authentic route to getting to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. In many, many of our narrations, we see that the holy imams have narrated from the Holy Prophet. So the Imam says, قَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ الْأَعْجَمِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي لَيَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ بِعَجَمِيَّةٍ. A person that's not Arab, that cannot pronounce the letters of Arabic properly, and therefore it's what they call مَلْحُون, or in this sentence, أَعْجَمِي. Not proper Arabic, okay? A person that recites the Qur'an بَعَجَمِيَّةٍ with some accent, some non-Arabic accent, says فَتَرْفَعُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عَلَىٰ عَرَبِيَّةٍ. The angels take that recitation up in the Arabic and the proper Arabic form. Brothers and sisters, it's very important that we do recite the Holy Qur'an in the Arabic form, as it is important, obviously, to understand as well, and we do need to look at the translations. But the emphasis that I'm trying to make is that according to these and many, many, many other narrations, the recitation of the Holy Qur'an is very beneficial in the Arabic form. We have narrations that talk about the physical benefits of looking at the Arabic words, the cures that some of the imams have been narrated to give their companions that were ill, and the imams would tell them to recite this verse or the other, or this surah or the other, and they were cured after reciting those surahs. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, inshallah, to understand the Holy Qur'an and to be able to recite it better and better and more on a daily basis, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah subhanallah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah.